Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Shirley Granger. Date of birth is 9/17/1949. Date of procedure is May 30th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golter, dear referring physicians, Dr. Venkat Swaranandam. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy. Description of procedure, indication is GIM, Barrett's, colorectal cancer screening and surveillance with personal history of colon polyps. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, dorsal possibility of missing lesion. Such as among the two are all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, well lubricated on the video gastroscope, introduced into the esophagus, surveillance under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, C-junction, esophagus, or retroflex views obtained of the cardioaortic resection from the stomach before telescope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated limbs video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or orifice of the ileocecal valve and complex of folds. Careful examination made with the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston dot prep score was graded as a 6,2-2-2, fair prep. Period. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared. At upper endoscopy, in the posterior oropharynx, there was evidence of a polyp / lesion that was emanating from the epiglottis. Next line. The proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bipla, prog C0M1, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology given the history of Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a sliding 2-centimeter hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema and nodularity noted throughout the entirety of the stomach, worse in the antrum. Then in the body, biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately, as well as the cardia, for further evaluation given history of GIM, as well as to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bell prep score is graded at 6,2-2-2, fair prep. There were 4 hepatic flexure sessile polyps, period. 2 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. The other 2 range in size from 8 to 10 millimeters and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. The transverse colon had 4 sessile polyps. These were 10 millimeters in size and all removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a splenic flexure, diminutive sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a sigmoid colon, approximately 8 millimeter sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 3 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of mild rectal prolapse, as well as grade 2 to 3 internal hemorrhoids, as well as hypertrophied anal papilla that were easily pushed in. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend ENT referral for posterior or pharynx polyp / lesion. Next line. Recommend colorectal surgery. Consult this patient. Does note that the mild rectal prolapse and hemorrhoids are bothersome to her. Next line. Continue PPI daily given history of Barrett's esophagus for chemo prevention. Next line. Recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and reflux, anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Pending path. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.